and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome to Game 2 of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. It's Northwest Missouri State and Northeastern State. Northwest comes in with a 10-5 overall record. They're 5-1 in the MIAA. Northeastern State, 10-3, and also 5-1 in the conference. These two teams had 2 of 3 teams in the MIAA tie for the top spot in the conference with 5-1 marked. The other team, Missouri Southern. So, Matt Gorder, big matchup coming up for both of these teams. Whoever comes away with the win tonight has a half-game lead in the conference standings.
Absolutely, you know, and both teams coming off of very different games on Saturday. Northwest, obviously, with that huge second half to get a win on the road at Lee Arena, which could be a big boost for that team. And on the other side, for Northeastern State, they had a big home loss to Missouri Southern to fall to the record that they've got now. So it'll be interesting to see how they try to bounce back from that, and let's hope Northwest can keep the momentum going.
Two teams going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and have more for you on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Northeastern State, the men's team is going through their pregame warm-ups. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Mike Order, when you look at Northeastern State's lineup, it all starts with this week's MIAA Player of the Week on the men's side, Brighton Hobbs. He's a guy who averages 24 points a game. He's had a 40-point performance in the past week with their victory over Southwest Baptist. He's a guy that likes to shoot the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. And right now the leading scorer in the MIAA. But, you know, the big thing with him is he likes to shoot it from the free throw line. That's a big, big part of his game, as it is for all of Northeastern State. But you mentioned that 40-point performance that he had. 19 of his 40 points came at the free throw line in that game. He was 19 of 21 at the line against SBU. So that's where the help side defense has really got to be aware for Northwest Missouri State tonight. You not only have to be there to help out, but you've got to really anticipate the moves so that you don't come over and commit those foul and send him to the line, or the rest of them, for that matter, to the line too much tonight.
We only have one other player in double figures besides Hobbs, but they've got a couple guys right at that mark, just over 9 points per game. So they've got some guys that can put the ball in the hoop besides Hobbs.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, he's not just a one-man show. And like we said, he's not the only one that likes to get to the line. You look at them overall as a team, they have made more free throws this season than their opponents have even attempted. So that's something we're going to see a lot tonight unless Northwest can be very, very disciplined on defense.
It's Northwest and Northeastern State. We'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCullum, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1992 graduate Daryl Johnson was recently inducted into the National Teachers Hall of Fame. Johnson is currently an English and Communications Arts instructor at Smithville High School in Smithville, Missouri. He says he tries to find ways to continue to relate to his students in the classroom.
Some of the key things to classroom success, from what I've been told, is good classroom management, knowledge of your content, and being able to connect with these young adults who are really living in this fast-paced world of informational text, to make these personal connections to literature. And some of my foundational principles include mutually high expectations of one another and embracing humor in the classroom, and making sure I get to know these kids as individuals. Once they know me and I know them, a true education can occur.
Johnson also received his master's degree from Northwest in 1998 and says the university has played a strong role in the success he's had since leaving the Maryville campus.
They prepared me very well for the classroom. In fact, I was at the alumni banquet this last year, and I sat at a table with Dr. Albertini and his wife, and Dr. Red, my father-in-law, and Dr. Jasinski and his wife, and just reminded them how impressed I was with the quality of education that I received. And, you know, those professors that I had years ago still remember who I am. They remember where you come from. They were really invested in you as a student, and that said a lot to me. That spoke volumes to me.
Johnson is also a former Missouri Teacher of the Year, which gave him an opportunity to meet President George W. Bush in the Oval Office.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. And, Coach, before we talk about tonight's matchup with Northeastern State, let's go back to Saturday night's comfort behind win over Washburn down in Topeka. Great comeback out of your team.
Yeah, I thought the second half we competed like we're supposed to. At the first half, we were very tentative. They did a few things where they were just so saggy defensively. They almost didn't guard you. You know, they just kind of sat 5-6 feet off of you, and that's a little strange for us, you know, where we're used to pressure. And so then the second half, I think we got used to it. We spread them out a little bit better. Our spacing was better. We attacked a little bit more. And then obviously, you know, defensively, we really buckled down.
Yeah, you got some very key stops, I thought, in that second half, and then turned them into points at the other end.
Yeah, you know, a lot of that's your offense. You know, your offense really dictates a lot of your defense and vice versa. So if you're having trouble scoring, they're always in transition. It becomes difficult to defend a team when they're always up and down. So your offense is very important. We got them into foul trouble, too, which helped us set our defense. You know, I thought all around in that second half we played like we're supposed to. We need to start games better now.
Now, tonight you face a team, Northeastern State, that you're tied for the top spot in the conference, along with Missouri Southern, all with 5-1 records. And again, we talked about this Saturday as well. They're all important games, each game you lead into. But right now, two teams vying for the top spot here tonight makes this a little bit more important.
Well, I think so. I think this is going to pay, whoever wins this, it's going to pay huge dividends for later in the season, you know, when it comes to conference tournament time. And even if one of us is fortunate enough to be in the regional talk, that time. So this is a big game. You know, you got to win at home. You got to protect your home, and that's what we're hoping to do tonight. And you know, really play well. I'd like to play well for a whole 40 minutes tonight.
And when you look at the Riverhawks, you have to start with Brighton Hobbs, a guy that can put a lot of points on the board.
Yeah, he scores a lot. You know, part of it is he shoots a lot, you know, and so that helps you score a lot. And I know he's been player of the week multiple times, and you know, hopefully we'll have a defense that can stop him, just our regular man-to-man. And then, you know, their other guys are pretty good as well. So I think with Hobbs, you really got to keep him off the free throw line. I think that's his number one thing. I mean, he went to the line, what, 149 times. No one on his team has went. I don't even think anybody on his team has went over 50 outside of him. And so you got to make sure you're straight up, make him finish. And then, obviously, defensively, you got to make him guard because, you know, he doesn't do a whole lot of that. So we got to make sure we go at him.
What are some of the other keys when you look at Northeastern State besides Hobbs?
You know, they play so small. They play a bunch of guards. They play five guards. And, you know, they just kind of pass it around, and eventually one of them shoots it. You know, there's not a real rhyme or reason. I can see some penetrating pitch where they drive and kick a little bit. They've got some little away screen action that they do. But outside of that, it's really just, you know, once you get an open shot, you shoot it. And they do a pretty good job of it. Obviously, their percentages are high. They're scoring the amount that they score is high. So it's going to be a difficult game for us.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
An event put on by Northwest Missouri State's Career Services will help students clarify their goals and organize a search strategy that meets their needs when finding an internship. Career Services will hold an internship workshop called How to Find an Internship at 1 Thursday afternoon, January 23rd. It will be in the meeting room A of the J.W. Jones Student Union. Northwest Missouri State Career Development Coordinator of Internships, Rosalie Weatherman, says it's important for students to find an internship to add to their resume.
To get hands-on experience that parallels or coordinates with the in-class experience so that they are ready for that job market after graduation and are headed in the right direction toward their future career.
Weatherman says one thing employers look for is good communication skills.
And that's written and oral communication skills. Lots of other skills can be taught in the workplace about a particular company's business or organization's duties, but those basic things of communication, strong work ethic, interpersonal skills, flexibility, analytical skills, and the initiative, those are things that they're looking for before hiring an intern and ultimately a full-time employee.
Weatherman says students often ask where to begin.
That's usually their first question is, I just don't even know how to get started in looking for an internship. So I help them with that process of thinking about what they want to do, maybe prioritizing a little bit about what they're interested in, and offering them some resources to move ahead, things that they can look at online. On our website can be very helpful. We talk about the resume, getting that together, that process, interviewing. So it's a great basic step.
For more information on how to find an internship, visit nwmissouri.edu/careerservices. Again, the workshop is Thursday, January 23rd at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Meeting Room A of the J.W. Jones Student Union.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at Bearcat Arena in Northwest Missouri State and Northeastern State as we take a look at the starting lineups for Northwest Missouri State. They'll have at the guards Deshaun Cooper, the 5'8 senior out of St. Louis, had 16 second-half points in the Bearcats' comfortable behind win over Washburn on Saturday. He's averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds a game. Bryson Williams at a guard spot at 11 points and 3 rebounds a game. Connor Kirkner at the wing, a 6'2 sophomore out of Overland Park, Kansas, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds. Kyle Slake, a 6'10 at senior out of Fort Nebraska, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds a game. And Dylan Starzl, a 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri, averaging 15 points and 5 rebounds a game. For Northeastern State, Brighton Hobbs at a guard spot, a 6-foot senior out of St. Louis, this week's MIAA Player of the Week on the men's side. He's averaging 24 points a game, leading the MIAA in scoring. He's ninth in the nation in Division II in that category as well. Also pulls down 5 rebounds a game. Had another guard, Keon Littleton, a 6'1 junior transfer out of DeSoto, Texas, averaging 9 points and 4 rebounds a contest. Another player to watch for in this lineup for the Riverhawks, Marcus Shepard, a 6'4 senior out of Vivian, Louisiana. He comes to Tahlequah from Southern University at Shreveport, averaging 9 points and 6 rebounds a game. Leland Qualls, a 6'1 junior transfer out of Stratford, Oklahoma, and Northern Oklahoma College Enid, averaging 10 points and 1 rebound a game. And also look for 6'7 junior transfer from Springdale, Arkansas, Curtis Evans. He comes from the Cali College program. He's averaging 10 points and 9 rebounds a game. These two teams tied for the top spot in the MIAA with Missouri Southern. We'll be back and get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Toying at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarysvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena on the Northwest Missouri State campus, Northwest Missouri State at 10-5. They're 5-1 in the MIAA. Northeastern State comes in 10-3 and 5-1 in the conference as well. Both of these teams tied for the top spot in the MIAA with Missouri Southern with that 5-1 record. The Northwest men coming off an 83-76 win over Washburn on a Saturday night. They were down by 19 in the first half, down by 14 at halftime. Came back and took the 83-76 win over the Ichabods. For Northeastern State, a different type of matchup as they ended up losing to Missouri Southern Saturday 80-65 and really never in that game in Tahlequah. This Northeastern State team was picked fourth in the MIAA preseason polls. The Bearcats picked second in the polls. And for Northeastern State, they the failed to defeat you Northwest last year here at Bearcat Arena, 73-72. The Cats then defeated Northeastern State later in the season last year in the quarterfinals of the MIAA tournament down in Kansas City. Well, I'm Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, very interesting matchup again between these two teams here in this matchup here.
And I'm probably seeing the most interesting thing on a uniform I've ever seen, black numbers on black jerseys.
Oh, no. I've never
seen
anything.
Are you kidding me?
This is unbelievable.
They've got very, very dark green outline around the numbers, but black numbers on black jerseys. That can't be legal.
It can be. It's worse than the camouflage uniforms you see out of football teams on Military Appreciation Day.
Unbelievable.
Northwest Missouri State will have a Dylan Stars will jump center for the Cats, and
somebody.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's Curtis Evans who will tip it up, and Northwest Missouri State will have it. The Cats go from our left to our right across the timeline on the left side. Is Deshaun Cooper. Cooper dribbling out to the top of the key on Hobbs. Dribbles right side. Now back pedals. Takes a 17-foot jump around front. Nothing but net. One of the things that Coach McComb was not happy about with Cooper in the last game was he didn't take any shots in the first half. He ended up with 16 for the game, and he opens up drilling a shot just from 17 feet out, giving Northwest a 2-0 lead. Low left side, they go into the post, and the ball is tipped loose by Kirker. They dive after loose on the floor, and a tie-up as Cooper comes over to help tie up on the play. And I think that was Evans again.
I don't envy you one bit. I'll tell you that right now.
I've never seen anything quite like this. Hobbs will inbound. Hobbs is fairly easy to tell. Pass tipped up and goes out of bounds as Cooper tips it to the scorer's table as they try to get the pass to Dylan Qualls. And now Northeastern State will inbound. Hobbs will take it. He dribbles out near the timeline. He has the long braided hair. Bounce pass on at the left side. Finds Qualls. They swing it back right side. Now to the top of the key. Back left side for Qualls. Qualls to the free throw line. Through the lane. A scoop play. Misses too hard. And Schlake with the rebound. Allen goes right side. And it goes to Cooper. Cooper in the left corner for Williams. Sets up. Wants the three off the front of the rim. And Qualls with the rebound for Northeastern State. Allen goes right side. Goes to Hobbs. A long bounce pass on the left for Shepard. Now to Hobbs out front. Bounce pass to the right wing. Now they go low with it. Kick it back out to the top of the key. And a three on the way. Rims around. Out. And the rebound to Northwest Missouri State. Out it goes to Williams. He'll take it down the left side. Out top left. It goes for Cooper. Cooper. Picked up at the top of the key by Hobbs. Dribbles right side looking man to man. Now Williams out front. Trying to look inside. Now left side for Cooper. Low left for Slate. Slate kicks it back out front, left side Cooper, for Kirker, that is. Kirker back pedals and brings it out left side. Cooper with it with nine on the shot clock. Cats out to a 2-0 lead off the right side. Williams goes low right for Starzl. Posting up underneath the bucket, leans back out, misses the shot, and it is blocked away and controlled by Northeastern State. Hobbs across the timeline, dribbles to the top of the key. And looks left side for Curtis Evans. They go low left with it. And a spin in the bucket lane, and it's up and good. And it's a 2-2 game. Out to the top of the key, left side. Goes Williams. Williams back out right for Cooper. Cooper to the right wing, down the lane to the bucket. Now kicks into the left corner. There's Williams, a three on the way. Rims out, and the rebound inside to Northeastern State. Hobbs will take it across the timeline. Dribbles to the top of the key. Looks right side. Now a jumper taken just inside the arc, and it misses, and the rebound to Northwest, and it's picked up by Williams, out to Cooper. Cooper across the timeline left, bounce pass low, left side for Starzl, into the lane, goes right side for Kirker, Kirker at the free throw line, back left side for Williams. Williams driving, kicks it back right side, Kirker takes the jumper, rims around out, and ball knocked out of bounds, it belongs to Northwest, off of somebody from Northeastern State.
Yeah, seriously, I mean, there are rules about uniforms. And I don't know, because if you think about it, opposing coaches that are looking at film trying to figure out stuff are not going to be able to figure out who they're looking at. I cannot believe they're allowed to have black numbers on black jerseys.
Inbound goes to Kozad, who just checked into the ballgame. Ball loose, and it's controlled by Cooper into the left corner. Now front left side for Williams. Now back right side for Kirker. Kirker at the top of the key. High post finds Schlake. Schlake left side for Williams. Williams on the left wing, a little left for Slake. Slake's putting together a good couple games here. Gets called for a travel there, trying to make a move along at the baseline. But really, Matt, seeing a different Kyle Slake since the Christmas break.
Yeah, and that's been great to see. You know, we've talked about how strong Northwest is inside, and because of Kyle Slake stepping it up, they've gotten even stronger inside.
Northeastern State with it, and away from the ball, a whistle and a foul coming up, and this will go on Keon Littleton. That will be his first. He got credit for the bucket a little earlier, and I think they're struggling down at the scores table as much as we are here.
Yeah, I mean, the stat people have to see these numbers too, and it just, I'm baffled.
Out front left side. Now they go back right with it. Out to the top of the key. Hobbs takes the jumper, and it's off the front of the rim, and the rebound Williams for Northwest. Now it goes right side for Cooper, and takes him to the right wing, sets up, wants the three, fouled, knocks it down, and they'll count the bucket. And Hobbs gets called for the foul.
What a tough, tough shot there by Deshaun Cooper.
And Hobbs arguing with officials, then turns over, looks at his head coach Larry Gibson, has some words with him. Doesn't matter, he gets called for the foul. Cooper goes to the free throw line with a four-point trip down the floor. If he hits it, misses it too hard, and the rebound too at Northeastern State. Hobbs across the timeline to the top of the key. Goes out front right side. Now back left with it into left corner for Hobbs. Hobbs on the left wing. Bounce pass goes low left. And into the lane. A runner on the way short. And a whistle and a foul coming up on Northwest. And this one goes on. Connor Kirker, that'll be his first. Matt, can you tell the number on the at the free throw line here at all?
Honestly, no, I can't. I cannot see it.
We're at the line, and we'll see how the scores put it on if he takes the free throw here and misses.
I've never thought to have to bring binoculars to a basketball game, but would make it a little bit easier, but I can't see the number at all.
I think it's Marcus Shepherd who just entered the ball game for Northeastern State. And I think they're over the scores table now trying to figure out some numbers with the officials here as well.
Like I said, there are so many different people that rely on being able to see the numbers on the jerseys, the stat takers, the scores table, the PA announcer. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Got another free throw coming. And that one is on the way, and it rims around and out, and the rebound goes to Cozad, and here comes Northwest with a 5-2 lead. Cooper across the timeline, dribbles left side. Out to the top of the key. Takes another three out front. Got it. He is on fire to start this game. That's his third three. He's got 9 points for Northwest Missouri State. Actually, that's his second three. That first one he took was just a two-pointer, so he has all 8 points for the Bearcats right now. Off of the left side, dribbling out to the top of the key, I believe it's Shepherd. They look high post right. Now out front for Hobbs. Hobbs wants to drive on Williams through the lane. As he does, a bump and a foul, and this will get Brighton Hobbs to the free throw line. Funk will come into the game, and this will send Williams to the sideline for the Cats.
And that's a couple of early fouls on the Bearcats' best defender.
Hobbs to inbound. Lobs it out front, left side, and this goes to Keon Littleton. Now cross court right side with the pass. Now to Hobbs at the top of the key. Drives on Funk, spins into the lane. Kicks it back right side. Qualls with the jumper off the back of the rim. Fight for the board. Pull down. They kick it back out top for Hobbs. And Northeast will set up the offense. On the left side is Shepherd. Shepherd drives, jumps off through the lane to the bucket, lays it up, and hits the layup. Marcus Shepherd knocks it down, and it's an 8-4 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of the Riverhawks. Cooper to the top of the key. Dribbles left side. Now right side. Schneider, a three on the way. Rims out. Rebound fought for inside. Controlled by Northeastern State. Dobbs across the timeline. To the right wing. Now into line. Another bump, and this will get Hobbs to the line.
Yeah, what he does is he initiates the contact and then shoots a fadeaway. That's how he gets to the line so often.
Cooper gets called for the foul. His first team's fourth, break in the action with 14:45 left in the first half. Northwest 8, Northeastern State 4. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mountain City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena in Northwest Missouri State in front of Northeastern State, 8-4. First half action, 14:45 left in the first half as Northeastern State sporting all black uniforms with black numerals. Closest thing I've seen to this was back when Manny Metsakis was the head coach of the Emporia State Hornet football team. He had real light powdered gold type of numerals on a white jersey, and that was his sole reason for that, to make it harder for teams to scout his team when they look at the film. But nothing compared to this tonight. On the right side, they go left for Hobbs, looking low post with it, tipped away by Kozad, goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to Northeastern State. Kozad saying it went off of Northeastern State. Hobbs inbound in the far baseline off the left side. Inbound out front left. And they go cross court right side with a bounce pass low right for Hobbs, who's guarded by Funk. Funk through the lane, dishes low on the baseline, now jumps off into lane, kick it back to Hobbs left side, through the lane, and it goes on the right side, and shot missed, and the rebound to Kozad, and here comes Northwest on the fast break to the left side. Funk takes it to the top of the key, cross court right side, Kirker. Kirker at the top, goes left side for Funk, low left for Stars, rather for Kozad. Kozad finds Snyder, cutting the bucket wide open, lays it up and in. Nice feed by Kozad to Snyder, Northwest out to a 10-4 lead. Hobbs across the timeline. You look on to the right side. Bounce pass left. And with it off the left side is Austin Lynch. Bounce pass right for Hobbs. Hobbs with the dribble to the top of the key. On to the right side. A three on the way. Rims around and in. And
yeah, looking down at the scorers table, the official scorebook, he said, I don't know who just hit that three because they can't see the numbers there either.
Now on the right side, Snyder with the jumper misses and the rebound to Northeastern State. It's a three-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front 10-7. I think they credited Littleton with that jumper for a three-pointer. Now on the out between the circles, Northeastern State's Curtis Evans with it, the free throw line. Back to Hobbs between the circles. To the free throw line, takes the jumper and knocks it down. Brighton Hobbs puts it down, and that's his first bucket of the game, and it's a one-point game. Northwest in front, 10-9. Through the line, Cooper goes cross-court in the right corner for Kirker. Now to Funk. Funk free throw line. Great move to the bucket. Drives. Well knocked off of the thigh of Funk and goes out of bounds. But what a move going to the bucket.
Yeah, he made the defender fall down to his backside, and that got a good reaction out of the crowd.
Michael Harmon in the game, and Dylan Qualls goes to the sideline. 1 point game, Northwest Missouri State in front 10-9.
Crowd cheering ankles. They call that the old ankle breaker move right there.
Cats up by one. Riverhawks with it. Hobbs spins it on the right side to the top of the key to the free throw line. Cross court right side pass, and the ball loose at the free throw line, and a tie up as Wallace able to tie up the Northeastern State defender, and we'll call him Michael Harmon for just to identify somebody.
Why not?
1 point Bearcat lead, 10-9. Cooper for the Cats from our left to our right to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Now up to the free throw line. Wallace looks low left for Kozad. Posts up and misses the shot as it rims around and out. And the Riverhawks with the rebound. Hobbs will take it to the top of the key. Almost lost the handle on the dribble, going between the legs with his dribble. Out front. Now they go left side for Evans. Evans between the circles. Looks to Hobbs on the right side. Takes a three and it's too hard. Rebound. to Kozad underneath the bucket. Gives it to Cooper, and Cats will push the ball down the floor to the top of the key. Left side, Wallace, out top for Kozad. Right side, Crooker. Crooker, low right for Starzl, posting up into a double team. Dribbles out of that. Expires the dribble. Gives it to Crooker, right side. Now to Cooper at the top. Through the lane he goes as he drives. A reach-in foul coming up on someone in a black Northeastern State uniform. And they're crediting Marcus Shepard. That'll be Shepard's first. Don't know how the officials can see that either.
Well, they get to walk right up to him. Nobody else gets to.
Cooper to the sideline. And back into the ballgame for the Cats, Bryston Williams. One-point game, Northwest Missouri State in front of Northeastern State, 10-9. Inbound left side goes to Williams, out front for Crooker. Right side is Wallace. Wallace back left side for Crooker. Crooker back to Wallace on the right side. Goes high right for Kozad. Posting up, spins down the lane to the baseline. Cut off. Brings it out front right for Wallace. Now cross court left, Crooker to the left wing, Williams. Williams to the left baseline. Lost the handle on his dribble, and the reason for that, fouled from behind. And this will go on Northeastern State. And Michael Harmon will get called for the foul. That's his first.
They're double-teaming every time the ball goes into the post. So some quick passing back out on an inside-out game could get Northwest some offense tonight.
Inbound right side, Williams shot rejected by someone in a Northeastern State uniform. And here comes the Riverhawks on the fast break to the right side. They kick it out front left and a three on the way. And it is good. Now a 12-10 game, Northeastern State in front of Northwest. Out to the top of the key, Crooker. Right side is Wallace. Low right for Kozad. Kozad in a double team. Kicks it back right side, Wallace. Into the left corner, Williams. Williams, low left for Starzl. Kicks it back out front left side. Looking at a 2-3 zone right now out of Northeastern State. Now to Starzl. Out front left, Williams. Now to Crooker on the right side. Sets up. Wants the three. Got it. Nothing but net. Connor Crooker with his first bucket of the game. And that gives Northwest a 13-12 lead over the Riverhawks. Hobbs out front. We'll bring it up and guarded by to Evans. Now on the left side. Pass. They go right side with it. Harmon now between the circles is Hobbs. Looks left side for Evans. Evans at the top of the key. Pass goes off of the right for Littleton. Now left side three on the way. Misses too hard and the rebound Northwest Missouri State as Wallace comes away with it. Across the timeline. A 1-point Bearcat lead, 13-12. Wallace, dribbling right side. Bounce pass to Williams at the top. Looks left side. Crooker sets up a three from there. Misses too hard. And the rebound Hobbs for Northeastern State. Across the timeline to the left wing. Lost the handle on the dribble. It's picked up by Wallace for Northwest. He's trying to initiate some contact inside. Forgot to dribble with the ball. And Cats will get it. Williams out front left. Wallace cross court right side for Crooker. Crooker to the top of the key, looks left side, into the corner for Wallace, low left for Starzl. Post up, goes up with the shot too hard, whistling a foul, and this will get Starzl to the free throw line. And the foul goes on Curtis Evans, that'll be his first. Breaking the action with 9:22 left in the first half, Northwest 13, Northeastern State 12. We'll be back right after this 1-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Trunk Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pittsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State 13, Northeastern State 12. Welcome back, Gorder. I'm John Coffey, and Matt just talked to the announcer for Northeastern State. He said this is the first time he's done a game on the road with him, and he's having trouble with it. And he says he even knows knows the players.
Seriously, I mean, we usually don't make a big deal about much, but this is just baffling to me that it's even allowed.
Starzl goes to the free throw line. Starzl was fouled before the timeout by Curtis Evans. Free throw too hard. 1 point Bearcat lead, 13-12 over Northeastern State. Starzl back to the line. Second free throw is good. So it's one of two at the free throw line. Cats up by two, 14-12. 9:19 left in at the first half. Hobbs on the left side in front of the scorer's table. Takes it top of the key. They work it right side. Bounce pass low right. Spinning into the lane. A jumper on the way. Short off the front of the rim. Won't go. And the rebound northwest. As Arzel clears the board. Out it goes to Cooper. Top of the key goes. Dribbles right side. Now out front for Starzel. Finds Cooper. And Cooper sets up the offense. Looking at man-to-man defense now out of Northeastern State. Wallace at the free throw line. Looks left side. And that gets it to Cooper. Back to Wallace right. Now to Cooper on the right wing, goes low right for Starzl. Again, trying to double-team the post player. Starzl with one dribble, brings it back out to Cooper. Cooper to the free throw line, slips, but gets the pass over to the left side to Kirker. Gets a pick by Slake, lost the handle on the dribble. Two on the shot clock, ball rolls out of bounds, and it will belong to Northeastern State.
It's kind of a sloppy possession there by Northwest.
Cats holding on to a two-point lead, 8:29 left in the first half. Riverhawks across the timeline. Looks like Wallace. Pass goes tipped and it's knocked out of bounds as Wallace knocks the pass out of bounds. That was intended for Hobbs toward the left corner. So now Hobbs will inbound. And gets the inbound on the left side. And Hobbs goes cross court. Pass in the right corner. Takes a long three and they'll count it and a foul. Hobbs near the sideline took the three and was fouled. They'll count the bucket. And this foul coming up on the Northwest. Foul will go on Matt Wallace. That'll be his first.
And one of the officials, as Hobbs was at the line, walked up to him and told him about something, was kind of shaking his head no, so he warned him about something.
Hobbs hits the free throw. And he's got 7 points now, and it's a 16-14 lead for Northeastern State. Their first lead. Across the timeline, Cooper takes it to the top of the key. Now down the lane he goes, drives off the glass, won't go. Rebound loose on the floor, picked up by the Riverhawks. 3-on-2, fast break into the left corner. Harmon, now they bring it out to the top of the key. Right side pass, they lob it low right side. Hobbs overthrown, but he's able to pull it down. Picked up by Wallace, and tries to post up with him. Now Slate comes over to help out. Hobbs in the lane with the shot, won't go. Short off the front of the rim, and the rebound Starzl for Northwest. Now there goes to Cooper down the left sideline to the left wing. Out front, Starzl. Looks on the right side for Cooper. Low right side for Slate. Slate with the dribble to the right corner. Gives it to Wallace. Out top of the key, Cooper. Cooper down the lane he goes as he drives through the lane. A bump and a foul on this one to come up on Northeastern State. And this will go on Amir Gilliam. That will be his first foul. Cozad and Funk into the game. And Wallace and Slate goes to the sideline. On the right side is Cooper. Cooper with a quick pass in the lane for Funk. Kind of clear, lays it up and in. Ties the game up at 16 with 7:17 left in the first half. The Rocks across the timeline from our right to our left. Hobbs, now they go into the right corner. With one dribble, Harmon. Now back cross court left side for Hobbs. Now time to go to Harmon. Ball knocked out of bounds as Cooper knocks it out of bounds. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. We're tied up at 16, 6:50 left in the first half. Hobbs looking to go one-on-one with Funk. Gets a screen. Pulls up free throw line right. Out to the top of the key. And the jumper is good as the three-pointer out front as the clock sounded, the 32nd clock. And it's a 19-16 lead for Northeastern State. That was Marcus Shepard getting credited for that three. 19-16, Northwest is trailing. Cooper goes low, left fourth for Kozad. Spins to the bucket and it's fouled, and he'll get to the free throw line. This foul will go on Marcus Shepherd. That'll be his second. And we'll get Kozad to the line. Grant, according to the line, where he's an 83% shooter this season, a 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri. To shoot two with 6:21 left in the first half. Kozad's free throw takes a high bounce off the rim. Northwest right now at the free throw line. 1-for-4 at the line. They struggled last Thursday against Nebraska Kearney, but shot well at the line on Saturday against Washburn. Second free throw by Kozak goes down. Northwest down by 2, 19-17. Evans on the right side for Hobbs to the right baseline. Drive stops, pass from 5, nothing but net. Brighton Hobbs with 8 points and a 21-17 Northeastern State lead over Northwest. Cooper on the right side to the free throw line. Through the lane he goes. Drive, strike position to Starzl. Does. Up and in. A nice pass as Cooper finds Starzl trailing on the play. And it's now a 21-19 game. Northwest Missouri State down. Across the timeline out front. Evans looks right side for Hobbs. Into the right corner for Harmon. He takes a fadeaway jumper, rims around and out. And Funk with the rebound. Rather, that is Crooker with the rebound for Northwest. Now to Cooper. Cooper to the left wing. To the free throw line with the dribble. Cross court right side, Crooker. And a 2-3 zone. Left side is Cooper back to Crooker. Right corner for Funk. Drives the baseline underneath the bucket. Dishes to Kozak. Cutting to the bucket. Misses the shot off underneath the bucket. And the rebound comes to Northeastern State. Hobbs on the break. Left wing. 3 on the way. Too hard. 4 Bearcats inside the rebound. And Crooker will bring it for Northwest. Cast down by 2 with 5:07 left in the first half. Cooper on the left side to the top of the key. Looks right side for Crooker. Crooker to the free throw line. Bounce pass low left for Kozad. Hooks the pass to Starzl, cutting to the bucket, and the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest Missouri State with 4:54 left in the first half. It's Northeastern State 21, Northwest 19. Back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, trailing Northeastern State, 21-19. Bearcats coming out of the timeout. Back into the game, Zach Schneider, along with Cooper, Williams, also Starzl, and Funk.
You know, I've already seen Hobbs have more conversations with officials in this game than all the players combined that we have seen so far this year. Players just don't converse with officials very often. I've already counted 5 different times that he's just had to chat with the officials.
Cooper will inbound off the right side to Williams. And gives it back to Cooper. Northwest will set up the offense. And the officials right now letting him do it. Out top, Cooper, long 3 on the way. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Funk with the rebound. He'll bring it back out for the Cats to set up the offense. Out front, Cooper. Cooper between the legs with the dribble. Right side, Williams. Williams back to Cooper, left side. Gets a pick by Schneider. Now drives, pulls up on the left wing. Out front, left for Schneider. Now to Cooper. 20 on the shot clock. Going a little left for Starzl in the blocks. A double team, but he's still able to put it up and in. Starzl with 5 points ties the game up at 21. Evans out front for Northeastern State. Goes left side for Gilliam. Back right side, Evans. Evans with the dribble out front. Now back left side for Qualls. Looks low left for Hobbs. Hobbs to the baseline, cut off. As Funk giving him some trouble there. Brings it out front left side for Qualls. Qualls to the top of the key. Sets up at the top. Shot too hard in the rebound to Northwest. Funk done a good job defensively, especially matching up with Hobbs. And it's a 21-21 game. Northwest Missouri State and the Riverhawks tied up. Cooper out front to the top of the key. Looks left side. Snyder open on the wing. Takes the three. Got it. Zach Snyder drains the three. He's got 5 points in that. Northwest with the lead, 24-21. Riverhawks into the front court off the right side. Out front, Evans. Now back pass on the right, off the right wing. Cutting through Qualls to the bucket. Lays it up, misses it, and the rebound put away by Williams for Northwest. Bryston down the right sideline to the right wing. Out to the top of Key Snyder. Looks left side for Cooper. Cooper free throw line through the lane. Baseline finds Funk, who gets called for coming back inbounds after bringing out of bounds underneath the bucket. And the ball belonged to the Riverhawks.
Cooper thought that that call was on him, and he was wondering why. And the official said, no, it was on Funk. He was coming back in but didn't get both feet back inbounds before he caught the ball.
Quick timeout by Northeastern State coach Larry Gibson. 24-21, Northwest in front of Northeastern State with 3:03 left in this first half. Good crowd tonight, Matt.
It really is, you know, and you think about the fact that it's not on the schedule. They did a good job of publicizing, you know, that it would be a makeup, and that's kind of one advantage that Northwest got by Northeastern having to have the game postponed is last Monday students weren't on campus. The crowd would not have been this big last Monday just for the simple fact that a lot of students were still back home for that final week of break. So I think there were several advantages for Northwest in the game having to be postponed, but, of course, it was Northeastern State that needed it postponed, so it kind of worked out well for the Cats.
And while the Cats won't make an excuse for this, too, they were a little bit affected by a bit of a flu bug last week at this time, too, so that's another reason I think it's working out for Northwest a bit. 24-21, Northwest Missouri State in front. Evans gives it to Hobbs off the right side. Now sets a pick, left side. Hobbs back to Evans, out front right, long three, knocks it down. And for Evans, that is his 10th three of the season, and ties the game up at 24.
And Northeastern State may have the worst balance of any team. I've seen more of their guys fall to the floor tonight than we usually see.
Pass goes into the post off the left side for Starzl, getting out of a double team, and Starzl fouled once more. And this time the foul goes on Jeremy McDonald. That'll be his first. And sends Starzl to the free throw line. They've been trying to be very aggressive on the Bearcat post players, and so far it's getting Northwest to the line. Starzl with the knee bend and the free throw, nothing but F. It's now 2-3 at the free throw line. Cats up by 1, 25-24. Both of these teams 5-1 in the conference season. Tied with Missouri Southern at the top of the conference. Starzl with the second free throw. And a 26-24 lead for Northwest over the Riverhawks. Hobbs to take it across the timeline. Guarded by Funk. Goes to Evans on the right wing. Evans with one dribble out. Left side for Hobbs. Hobbs out to the top. Now they swing it right side. Qualls. Qualls high post right for Evans. As Starzl picks him up on the perimeter. Now they go between the circles. Bounce pass intended for Hobbs. Knocked loose by Funk. And is picked up by Snyder for Northwest. Now to Cooper across the timeline. 26-24. Northwest Missouri State in front of Northeastern State. With 1:48 left in the first half. Left side, Snyder thought about the three. Instead goes to Funk. Now low left for Starzl. Double team. They kick it back out to Snyder. Cross court right side is Cooper. Through the lane. As he tries to kick it back out, a reach-in foul coming up on Northeastern State. And the foul going on Hobbs. That will be Hobbs' second. Eighth team foul on the Riverhawks. And we have a substitution. I believe that's Amir Gilliam coming into the ball game for Hobbs. And at the line, Deshaun Cooper, 0-1 at the free throw line. Knocks down the first of two this time. Cooper now at 9 points in the first half. He scored the first 8 points of the game for the Bearcats. Back to the line. Second free throw. Good. And they'll go to the sideline as Matt Wallace checks back in for Northwest with 1:34 left in the first half. River Hawks into the front court off of the right side. They go right side with it. Now out to the top of the key is McDonald. Left side for Gilliam. Now back at left side. They find Littleton. Out of Evans. Evans trying to go into the lane. Left-handed shot as he goes in the lane with it from Fife out. Too hard. Rebound Wallace for Northwest. And a timeout Bearcats with 1:08 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 28 and Northeastern State 24. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com. Northwest in front by 4, 28-24 as they lead Northeastern State. We'll get coming up at halftime. Matt will be talking with Northwest women's basketball coach Michael Smith after an overtime win over the River Hawks. 4-point Bearcat lead in the men's game. Cooper at the top of the key. Looks outside. Snyder, three on the way. Got it. Zach Snyder with his second three. And Northwest Missouri State up 31-24. Under a minute left in the first half. On the right side, Jeremy McDonald goes between the circles. Now they find Evans on the right wing. Evans brings it out front to Gilliam. Right side with it to Evans, guarded by Starzl. Trying to palm it with the left hand. He likes to use that left hand a lot. Goes into the left corner with it. And a three on the way. Misses too hard. And the rebound comes down to Cooper for Northwest. Cooper slows it up with 22 seconds left in the first half. And Northwest in front 31-24. Cooper dribbling out near the Bearcat Paul in the center circle. Now we'll go between the circles. 8 seconds left. Cooper backpedals. Spence loses his footing. Now it goes down the lane right side off the dribble and a reach in. Stopping the clock with 3.4 seconds left. The foul coming up on the Riverhawks. Getting called for the foul. Amir Gilliam. That'll be his second foul. Ninth team foul. Sending Cooper to the line. Cooper to shoot a 1-1 with 3.4 seconds left in the first half. 31-24, Northwest in front. Cooper eyes the bucket, free throw rolls in. Good first half for Cooper. 32-24, Northwest.
He's kind of carried over the second half of the Washburn game on Saturday into the first half here.
Second free throw is nothing but net. So Deshaun knocks both of those down. Into the game goes Funk and Cooper to the sideline for the final 3.4 seconds left of the first half. Inbound coming out front for the Riverhawks through the lane and a bump and a foul with 1.2 seconds left. And this foul coming up on Northwest. And the foul will be on Connor Crooker. That will be his second. That's the sixth team foul. So Northeastern State will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Inbound left side, Evans turn, takes the jumper at the buzzer, runs around and out, and that's the end of the first half. And Northwest Missouri State will go into the locker room with a 33-24 lead over Northeastern State. We'll be back and have more for you from Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Back at halftime at Bearcat Arena, the Northwest men in front of Northeastern State, 33-24. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt, I think overall a good first half for the Bearcats. They played with the lead most of the half against a very good team in Northeastern State.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think the one key, because we talked about how important it was for Northeastern State to get to the free throw line, and Brighton Hobbs especially, and you look at him, just one free throw attempt in that first half. But the key, and I thought it would probably be, you got to be disciplined on the help side defense, but for Northwest, it's been denying him the basketball. They're working before he gets the ball to limit his touches. You know, obviously the less he has the ball, the harder it is for him to get to the free throw line, and I think that's really been a big key. And you got to give a lot of credit to Tyler Funk, because we saw Bryson Williams early on, who you would anticipate to be on Hobbs, get a couple of early fouls, so he had to come out of the game. So Tyler Funk really had to step it up and make sure that he didn't send Hobbs to the free throw line. One attempt, you know, and his fewest attempts this year were four. That was in one of their three losses. You look at the attempts he had, there are some of the fewer attempts he's had in the three losses that the Riverhawks have had this year. So hopefully Northwest will be able to keep that up in the second half.
And for Northwest, up at halftime, 33-24 as they lead Northeastern State. Again, earlier tonight, the Northwest women's basketball team, an overtime win over Northeastern State, 57-51. I'll be back and talk with the head coach of the Northwest Women, Michael Smith, about that win. That's coming up in a minute. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena at the half of the men's matchup, Northwest Missouri State with a 33-24 lead over Northeastern State. An overtime win for the Northwest women tonight, 57-51 over Northeastern State. Northwest women's coach Michael Smith joining us. And Coach, maybe not the prettiest of basketball games, but it's a W, and that's so important right now for your team.
You're exactly right, Matt. You know, you're looking at a situation where we played a lot of games in a lot of days. That's our third game in 5 days, and same was for Northeastern. You know, it wasn't pretty basketball, as you mentioned, but anyway, but, you know, we'll take a win any way we can get it. Just really proud of our effort overall. Sticking together, you know, I felt like we did a much better job, in particular in the second half of, well, they didn't hit a three. We didn't. They went 0 for 3 in the second half. And we knew for the most part in the post they didn't have the size that can match up to us a little bit. We were worried about their quickness. But just really, really, really proud of our kids' overall effort. I felt like, you know, in the first half we played a lot of people. We got a lot of positive. You know, it was one of our things we talked about, positive energy. And I felt like we got a lot of positives and a lot of energy in that first half in particular to allow us to have people play more minutes in the second half. You know, people that we needed to have on the floor at certain times, crucial times, and, you know, that group there towards the end, I mean, those are five kids that scorers probably get it started last year.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, so they know how to play, knew how to play together. They knew chemistry, that those things are already. So, you know, that's the group that we went with there towards the end.
We talked about how you have taken a positive approach this season, even in losses and things like that, looked at the positives in those games and tried to build on that. Do those positives in any game, are they magnified a little bit when you do end up getting a win? Does it help to look at those and help build a team when it does end up in a win?
Absolutely, because we couldn't have done this with just five or six kids. It took all of us tonight, you know, and I told them that after the game. It was a total team effort, team win tonight, by all means. And, you know, especially, like I said, where we hadn't had a whole lot of practice to prepare, it was basically a 30-minute walkthrough and film last night. Yeah. So, you know, it's hard to get, so a lot of us have been mental, and our kids did a really good job of responding, you know, especially starting back over again today with classes and things like that. So it was a good win, and you know, I think it all started in warm-ups. I felt like we had good energy in our warm-ups today, and that hadn't been there the last couple of games, you know. So just, you know, category-wise, I mean, 9 offensive rebounds. And it wasn't just one person. It was every, you know, 6 kids contributed to offensive rebounds. That was the very first thing I said when I went in the locker room at the end of the game was, we had 9 offensive rebounds, and they come from 6 people. And that's something that hadn't happened, especially lately, you know, with that situation. So I really hope that this group can build on this, and we can get better and, you know, get ready to go down to SBU here in a couple of days.
You got 10 rebounds tonight out of Annie Matthews. It seems like she's getting consistent in rebounding. We saw double-digit rebounds from her in Topeka the other night.
The last four straight games, she's had double-digit rebounds. Yeah.
How important is that consistency?
Well, it is great. I think it's given her confidence. I think it's her teammates are getting confidence in her. Obviously, I've gotten a lot more confidence. I think her and I, we actually talk a little more now. She's a real quiet kid. She doesn't talk a lot. So
yeah.
when she does talk to you, I feel like you're making progress. Just because she doesn't do it, or she keeps to herself, but you know, I think it's huge. She got another double double tonight, and you know, with we hit some big shots, hit some big free throws towards the end. You know, it was back and forth, wasn't it? They missed a couple free throws,
yeah.
We missed a couple free throws. We turned them over, they turned it over. But I think more importantly is we got some crucial stops when we needed to on the defensive end.
And I would think that when you were coming down the stretch that obviously you didn't want to go to overtime, but you had to feel decent once you got there because you're at home. We talked about how much basketball both teams had played, and this was extra basketball. You had to feel like maybe it was going to go your way. You outscored them 8-2 in the overtime, so I would think it wouldn't be maybe as nerve-wracking as some overtimes could be.
I like overtime. I've been doing this now. It's my 10th year as a head coach, and I think the worst is having one shot to win or tie a game, because it puts not only pressure on our players, but it puts pressure on you to make sure you're doing the right thing. You know, I feel like if we can go into overtime, we've got 5 minutes to play basketball. You know, it's not one on the first basket. Knock on wood, in my previous place, I mean, we said, hey, you know, if we're going to overtime, great, because we feel like then we can play together like we did tonight. Was the whole key to us was how much we shared the ball. How much we played from a team aspect offensively. We communicated on a defensive end as a team because we had to switch all those screens with the post player setting ball screens at the middle of the free throw lane area. We knew they were going to do it. So, again, I think our kids really responded with just basically an hour practice / film session to go on. So really, really proud of that.
Well, Coach, good one tonight. We'll talk with you back on the road on Thursday. I know for Northwest teams, you know, Southwest Baptist can be tough, but we'll see what Thursday brings.
That's exactly right. You know, like I say, we can hopefully build on this momentum a little bit we've got. And, you know, I'm giving the kids tomorrow off just because we've had a lot of games and a lot of days. And, hey, let's just take a break. Just get away from it a second. Enjoy this win. Think about it tomorrow. And then Wednesday, come back to practice and be ready to go against SBU.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Their win 57-51 tonight over Northeastern State. At the half of the men's matchup, 33-24 Northwest lead. John will have first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. A good crowd on hand for this matchup with two of the top teams in the MIAA. Northwest Missouri State up at halftime, 33-24. As we look at the totals out of the first half, Northwest Missouri State shooting 44% from the field. They knocked down five threes out of the first half for 42%, and at the free throw line, 8 of 11. Northeastern State, 35% from the field, 9 of 26. 5 of 14 from three-point range, and just 1 of 2 at the free throw line for a team that gets to the line in quite a bit. Cats have out-rebounded Northeastern State 20-12. Neither team's turned it over much. 4 turnovers for Northwest, just 3 for Northeastern State. Leading the way for Northwest, Deshaun Cooper with 12 points. No one in double figures for Northeastern State. They're paced by Brighton Hobbs with 8 points, along with 8 points for Marcus Shepard. Hobbs coming off a 40-point performance last week, and another win over Southwest Baptist. Here again, Northwest Missouri State up 33-24. We get ready for second half play. We'll be back and have that for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State men in front of Northeastern State at 33-24. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Don't forget, we've got a lot more coming up this week along the Bearcat Radio Network. On Thursday night, the Northwest men's and women's teams will travel to Bolivar to face Southwest Baptist. The women's game will tip off at 5:30 and the men at 7:30. The broadcast of both of those games beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. Also on our flagship station of the Bearcat Radio Network, KXCV, KRNW, the Bearcat Coaches Show, which normally airs Thursday night at 6 o'clock due to the basketball action Thursday, but moved up a night. It will be Wednesday night at 6 o'clock from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We'll be talking Bearcat basketball with the head coaches of both the men's and women's teams. Also, Annie Matthews, the women's basketball player, will be joining us for that. And then we'll talk indoor track and field with Scott Ward. That's all coming up on Wednesday evening on our flagship station. And here then on the network for Thursday night, it'll be Bearcat basketball Northwest and SBU from Bolivar. Bearcats coming out at from halftime with their lineup to start the second half. We'll have Bryson Williams, who picked up a couple quick fouls and set through some time there in the first half. He comes out on the floor along with Connor Kirker, Kyle Schleich, Dylan Starzl, and also Deshaun Cooper. Coach Larry Gibson of Northeastern State taking his time with his squad in the huddle before sending them out to start the second half. And SBU will have the ball to begin the second half here. Brighton Hobbs will inbound for Northeastern State. That's Northeastern State uniforms tonight. Announcer's nightmare. Black uniforms with black numerals. Very hard to Till those apart. Out to the top of the key right side. Hobbs down the lane. Drives off the glass. Won't go. And they'll go to the free throw line. So right off the bat, Northeastern State trying to get Hobbs to the free throw line. I see initially some contact going up with the lip. He gets to the free throw line after being fouled by Kyle Slake. Matt Gorder, the talk at halftime about these jerseys for Northeastern State as Hobbs misses the first free throw.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for fans that have rosters, you know, and want to know who these players are, it's fans can't even tell. There's just so many people that are affected by whether or not you can see that number.
Not normally a violent person, but whoever approved those jerseys, something needs to be done to them. 33-25, Northwest Missouri State in front. Off the left side, Connor Kirker for the Bearcats as the Cats go from our right to our left here in the second half. Williams on the right wing, out between the circles for Cooper. Cooper dribbles left, pulls up, goes into the left corner for Kirker. Kirker out front, left side for Cooper. Cooper lost his footing a little bit, gets a pass left side for Slake on the floor. He's with it, and a whistle and a timeout by the Bearcats as Slake was able to go for the loose ball. Breaking the action, Northwest 33, Northeastern State 25. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at
660-582-8800. Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest 33, Northeastern State 25. There's a 33-24 game at halftime. Just the start of the second half. Northwest inbound baseline left with six on the shot clock. Calling the timeout. Cooper to trigger the inbound. And gets it to Williams. Williams on the left side. Dribbles through the lane. Drives. Puts up the shot. Won't go. Fight for the rebound. Slake with the board. Puts it back up. Misses the shot and a foul. And Kyle will get to the free throw line. And this foul will go on Curtis Evans. That will be Evans' second foul. First team foul in the second half for Northeastern State. Kyle Slake coming off an 8-point and 10-rebound performance against Washburn. Free throw rims around and out. Chris McCullum had a lot of good things to say about Kyle's play in that win over Washburn on Saturday. 33-25, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the Riverhawks. Second free throw on the way, and that one's good. 34-25, Northwest Missouri State up on Northeastern State. Hobbs across the timeline, goes cross-court left side. Now they go to the left wing with a pass, and away from the ball, whistle and a foul. And let's see which way they go. Dan Nowakowski, the official, to call this foul on Northwest. And it will go on Cooper, trying to work his way through a screen. That'll be his second foul. 34-25, Northwest up. Hobbs inbound, baseline left. Lobs it all the way out front. And Littleton will take the jumper. Misses, air ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest. Missed that by about a foot to the right of the bucket. And the Teaks in full force for tonight, letting know about that as they're lining up right behind that basket. 34-25, Northwest Missouri State in front. A minute into the second half. Cooper off the right side. Out front for Williams. Williams low right side, driving Starzl, lays it up and in. Nice feed from Williams to Starzl. He spun around his man and had the layup. 9 points for Starzl, 36-25. Northwest Missouri State up by 11. Evans on the right side goes to Qualls, drives a little runner and rims around and out. And Starzl with the rebound for Northwest. Cats doing a good job on the boards tonight. Out of Cooper to the right wing. Out front, Starzl looks left wing. Williams, top the key, Kirker. Right side, it goes for Cooper. Cooper dribbling right. Northwest trying to set things up. Looking man-to-man defense right now to Kirker. Left side, Williams on the wing. Williams dribbles to the top of the key. Right side Crooker. They go low. Pass tip goes out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. Time to go low for Stars. Little pass was tipped by a Northeastern State player, and it goes out of bounds. 36-25, Northwest Missouri State in front. Inbound goes into the right corner for Williams. Williams to the right wing. Pulls up the dribble. Now finds Cooper. Cooper through the lane. Slides and gets called for the trouble. We've seen Cooper several times tonight try to make a quick stop, and he's been sliding to the floor. I don't know if there's an issue with his sneakers or what the deal is.
Tonight. Yeah, that's the third time that I know that I've counted that he has just plain slipped.
11-point Bearcat lead, 36-25. Hobbs across the timeline. Right side pass for Curtis Evans. Evans, despite being 6'7", plays out on the perimeter. They tried to go with an alley-oop inside. Slake was there to help knock it away, and it's picked up by Williams, and an alley goes to Cooper on the fast break. Three-on-three break. Left side, Crooker on the wing. The three on the wing. Got it. Nothing but that.
You know, when you're 11 points down, showboating with an alley-oop like that, probably not the best idea.
39-25, Northwest Missouri State in front. 17:40 left in the game. Crawls through the lane, drives, and a foul as his shot goes down. Pumped as he went up with that shot, and he'll get to the free throw line. Foul will go on Bryson Williams. And for Williams, that will be his third foul. So he picked up a couple early fouls and had to set a lot of the first half. And Tyler Funk came off the bench, and as you mentioned there at halftime, you have to credit Tyler for a great job on Bryson Hobbs with Williams on the bench.
Yeah, and again, it's the work that he's doing when Hobbs doesn't have the ball that's been really impressive.
Qualls at the line, knocks down the free throw. So a three-point trip down the floor for Qualls. And it's a 39-28 game, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper between the circles. Dribbles right side on Hobbs. Now they find Funk out from a bounce pass, low right for Starzl. And a double team kicks it back to Funk. Left side, Kirker sets up, wants another three, and hits another three.
That's what we talked about in the first half. If they're going to double down every time the ball goes in on the block, it's going to give Northwest opportunities outside.
42-28, Northwest Missouri State in front. Evans on the left finds Hobbs, who's guarded by Funk. Hobbs dribbles out front, pulls up the dribble, goes to Evans on the left side. Evans now back out to Hobbs between the circles. Dribbles right side, into the right corner. Qualls with the three, and it's good. So Dalen Qualls hits the three from the left corner, and it's a 42-31 game. Northwest Missouri State in front by 11. Out front, Slake. Left side is Funk. Now to Kirker. Back to Funk on the left wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Through the lane. Leans in. Up with a shot. Won't go, but a foul. A nice, strong, aggressive move to the bucket by Tyler Funk. And the foul goes on Dalen Qualls. That'll be his first. And gets Funk to the free throw line. Funk tonight with 2 points. And the first of two on the way. Good. Seeing Tyler not only with what he does defensively, but this season a little more aggressive going to the bucket offensively.
Yeah, it seems like he's each year he's played, he's added a little bit more to his game. It's really been fun to watch his progression.
And his second free throw takes a high bounce off the rim and drops down, so he hits both free throws. Northwest up 44-31. River Hawks with it. They look right side for Hobbs. Guarded by Funk. Between the circles. Now back left side to the pass to Evans on the left wing. Back to Hobbs on the right side. Hobbs takes a couple dribbles to Evans out front. Evans trying to drive on Starzl. Spins into the lane. A little left hand to the jumper is good. So Curtis Evans knocks down the jumper. Evans now with 5 points, 44-33, Northwest Missouri State in front, 16 minutes left in the game. Cooper out front, dribbles left side. Now to Starzl between the circles. Starzl holds on to the ball, finds Crooker right side as Northwest will spread out their offense. Crooker free the line, down the lane to the bucket, the runner on the way, off the glass and good. That's one thing, when Connor knocks down a couple threes out on the perimeter, that forces them to come out and play him a little tighter, then he can drive to the bucket with the runner. 46-33, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pass to a player on the right side. He'll bring it out to the top of the key. Looks on the right now to Evans at the top of the key. Back left side with it to the left baseline. Now spinning. Kirker knocks the ball. Is picked up by Kozad, who's into the game for Northwest. We'll give it to Cooper across the timeline on the right side. Looks to Funk on the baseline, to the bucket, drives off the glass, won't go, but he gets back to the free throw line. Another strong move to the bucket by Tyler Funk. And this time the foul goes on Marcus Shepherd, and that will be his third. Shepherd and Keon Littleton also on the floor for Northeastern State right now. Free throw by Funk is good. First of two. And now into the game is Jeremy McDonald for Northeastern State. Again, just tuning in, it's a little tough to pick up some of the numbers for this Northeastern State team. They've got black uniforms with black numerals. And the announcer's nightmare as Buck knocks down the second free throw.
A scorekeeper's nightmare, the stat keeper's nightmare, the PA guy's nightmare. Opposing coaches that are going to be looking at this film, their nightmare. Yeah, the list goes on and on.
Hobbs with the ball on the left side for the Riverhawks. Looks right side. And that should be Harmon. They look left for Qualls. Into the lane for McDonald. Out loose. Ball tip loose. Picked up by Funk for Northwest. Funk across the timeline. Finds Cooper. Cooper inside the arc. Now to Kirker. Right side is Snyder. The three. Good. Zach Snyder checked in during that last dead ball. Knocked down his first three of the game. Cats in front. 51-33. And a timeout, Northeastern State. 14:52 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 51, Northeastern State 33. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
51-33, Northwest Missouri State in front of Northeastern State. These two teams came into the game tied for first in the MIAA with Missouri Southern. Bearcats right now with their largest lead of the game at 18. Hobbs across the timeline on the right side. Northeastern State coming off a loss to Missouri Southern on Saturday where they were kind of blown out of their own barn. On the left side with it is Qualls. Out front for Evans. Guarded by Cozad. Now to Hobbs on the left side. Hobbs will backpedal left. Hobbs right now has been held to 9 points. The guy who had 40 against SBU. Now they go into the lane with it, and Hank S. Harmon will get called for the travel for Northeastern State. And that will stop the clock with 14:27 left in the game. A strong second half for the Bearcats. They're up 51-33 over Northeastern State. Back after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
51-33, Northwest in front of Northeastern State. The Cats are up at halftime, 33-24. And Mag Gordon, Northwest had a nice little run there at the end of the half, but they really continue things on here in the second half.
Yeah, they're just playing solid basketball right now. Really, they're not doing a lot flashy. They're just doing what's given to them. Whatever the defense has given, they've taken advantage of.
Down the lane, driving to the bucket, is Crooker, lays it up and in for Northwest. And Northwest Missouri State in front 53-33. That's their largest lead of the game. On the left side for Northeastern State. Out to the top of key, Qualls. Back left side. Driving the bucket is Littleton. They bring it back left side for Hobbs. Jump stop in the lane. Up with a shot and a foul as Kozak came over on the help side to try to force the play in the middle. So Kozak will pick up his first foul. Fourth team foul on Northwest. Northwest Missouri State right now on a 10-2 run. Hobbs at the line. Free throw on the way. Good. So Hobbs steps up, hits the free throws, and now 53-35 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Across the timeline, left side, Cooper takes it to the top of the key. Down the lane he goes, kicks it right corner. Kirker, another three on the way. This one off the back of the rim. Fight for the board. Kozad works hard, gets the rebound, puts it right back up, and in. Cats right now just out working Northeastern State in the inside for rebounds, and Northwest in front again by 20. Evans out front. Looks on the right side. Finds on the right side. Falls now back right. Jumper on the way, and it's off the front of the rim. Missed by Littleton. Here comes Northwest on the break. Kirker across the timeline to the top of the key. Through the lane. Dishes to Wallace. Now to Starzl. Oh, through the lane. Lays it up and in.
Nice.
A pass went to Wallace right underneath the bucket. Starzl was trailing through the lane, and he just pushed the pass right to Starzl. Had the layup. 57-35, Northwest Missouri State. Qualls, left wing, three on the way, nothing but net. So Qualls knocks down the three. It's a 57-38 Northwest Missouri State lead. Across the timeline, left goes Cooper. And 2-3 zone out of Northeastern State. Now Cooper through the lane, kicks the right side for Cooker. They swing it left side, Wallace. Wallace, free throw line left. Now back to Snyder, left corner, wide open. Three on the way, good! Cats raining threes here this evening, and Northwest Missouri State up 60-38. Evans out front on the left side. Northwest 9 of 17 on threes in this game. Now back going. Jumper on the way. Good. That's an 18-footer off the left side. And that could have been Littleton with the jumper. That's our best guess from up here. 60-40. Northwest Missouri State up by 20. On the left side is Wallace. Wallace to the top of the key. Looks left side, Kirker. Goes low left for Kozad. Spins into double team. Hook shot and a foul. This will get Kozad to the free throw line.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, we've talked a lot about these numbers, but there are rules that state, you know, like the numbers have to be on the front of the jerseys. They have to be a certain size, you know, and things like that. So that's why I'm so baffled that it's even allowed to have black on black. Now, again, they do have like a green outline around the numbers, but it's a dark, dark green. I mean, you can hardly see the green around the black letter or black numbers on the black jerseys.
Foul goes on Shepherd. He goes to the sideline, and Evans back into the ball game. You're talking to some people who are sitting about a row or two up. They can't even see the numbers.
Yeah, yeah, you know, but the way things have gone for them tonight, they may not wear these jerseys again.
Kozad hits the first free throw, misses the second, 61-40. Northwest Missouri State in front. 11:53 left in the game. It'd be good karma, I think. But it serves them right if this game continues the way it does. Off of the right side, with it on the right wing, is Harmon. Go left side for Qualls. Out to the top, whistle, and away from the ball, foul coming up on Northwest.
Cooper just about got a second whistle on him there after the foul was called on him. I think Hobbs is one of those that he initiates a lot of contact that I don't think the officials see and then gets some retaliation out of it. Is that the way to play basketball? I don't know. But it's something that's worked for him so far.
Inbound comes out off to the right side for Northeastern State. Littleton now left side, Qualls through the lane, a little runner, and a whistle and a block foul coming up on Northwest. And this one. Wallace will pick up the foul, his second. Qualls will go to the free throw line. That foul on the Bearcats, their 16th foul of the second half. Front end of the two at the free throw line comes up short. Qualls has scored 9 points tonight. Wallace goes to the sideline, and Williams back into the ball game for Northwest. Second free throw is good. As he hits both, and it's now 61-41 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Kirker dribbles to the right, to the top of the key. Down to the left side for Funk. Fast pass low left for Kozeb. Spins a little right-handed hook up the front of the rim. No, Funk trying to crash the boards. Couldn't quite come up with it. And the rebound comes to Northeastern State through the lane to the bucket. They kick it back out left for Evans. Evans lobs the right side for Hobbs. Hobbs at the top of the key. Free throw line takes the jumper, and it's short. Rebound ricochets to Funk in the far right corner. Northwest Missouri stable control. Gas from our right to our left in this second half. 61-41, Northwest Missouri State in front. 10:48 left. Off the left side is Williams. Down the lane he goes. Drives, and it's blocked away by McDonald, but a whistle and a foul. Coming up, and this will get Bryson Williams to the free throw line to shoot two.
He absolutely blew past Qualls so much that Qualls tried to keep up with him, ended up falling down.
As Williams goes to the free throw line, this pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Free throw is... First free throw by Williams is good. It's his first point of the game. Northwest in front, 62-41. Kozad and Snyder to the sideline. Starzl and Slake into the game for Northwest. Second free throw off the front of the rim, and it rolls in. 63-41 Northwest, 10:40 left in the game. Cass trying to take sole possession of first place in the MIAA with a win tonight. Out to the top of the key. Now left side is Evans. Evans dribbles left. Bounce pass to Hobbs, baseline. Jumps off into lane. Up with a shot. It's good, and a foul. And this will get Brighton Hobbs to the free throw line. Hobbs with 13 points. A chance to make it 14 as he goes to the line here. Came into this game averaging 24 points a game. That's tops in the MIAA, ninth in Division II. And his free throw is good. 63-44, Northwest up. 10:18 left. Kirker between the circles. Goes on the left side for Funk. Funk to the top of the key. Looks right side, Williams. Now on the right wing, they get it to Kirker. Kirker into the right corner. Out front for Funk. Looks left side, Williams. Williams dribbles to the free throw line. Sets up, wants the jumper. It takes a high bounce off the rim. Starts with the board. The putback off the glass is good. And Northwest is just crashing the boards and just... doing a great job of rebounding against Northeastern State tonight. Cats out rebounding the Riverhawks 28-14. 65-44 Northwest in front of the Riverhawks out front. Pass nearly stolen by Williams. It goes to Qualls. They swing it back right side. Out top the key, Littleton. Left side Hobbs. Ball fake. Now drives to the left baseline to the bucket. Up off the glass, and it is good as Hobbs drives and hits the bucket. 65-46 Northwest. Kirker across the timeline right side. Dribbles to the right wing, to the top of the key, to the free throw line, takes the jumper, got it. Connor Kirker, it's just probably the most consistent player the Bearcats have. It just game in, game out. You know exactly what you're going to get out of Connor out there.
He does not look like a sophomore, that's for sure.
67-46 Northwest. 9 minutes left in the game. Falls out front, Hobbs. They swing it right side. And we'll call it Littleton driving to the baseline. Through the lane. Bounce pass left corner for McDonald. Now two calls through the lane. And goes with a scoop shot. Forces it, but hits it. 67-48. Northwest Missouri State in front. Qualls with 12 points. Cats again in front, though, with 8:38 left. Right side is Williams. Williams to the right wing. Double team. Five stars. Will counting the bucket off the glass. Good. And let's hear if they're going to count or not. They're going to call a charge on Dillon. And they're going to wave off the bucket as well. Starzl will pick up the foul, and that will be his first foul. 8:32 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 67, Northeastern State 48. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
67-48, Northwest Missouri State in front of Northeastern State. Bearcats have led throughout much of this one. There's just a brief part of the first half where Northeastern State had the lead, but primarily it's been all of Northwest tonight. 67-48, Cats in front of the Riverhawks. Largest lead for the Riverhawks tonight has been 4 for Northwest. The largest lead has been 22. Out front, Hobbs between the circles, looks left side. Now brings it right side, Evans. Evans trying to hand off to Hobbs, and it will go off of Wallace out of bounds as he was able to reach in between the two players and knock it away. So 67-48, Northwest Missouri State in front, 8:20 left in the game. Hobbs out between the circles, guarded by Wallace. Goes cross-court left side, Evans sets up on the wing, knocks down the three. Curtis Evans with the jumper, and for Evans, now 7 points on the game, 67-51 Northwest. Across the timeline left side, Cooper to the top of the key. Sets up, open, takes the jumper out front, rims around it out, rebound tapped out of bounds, it belonged to Northwest off of Hobbs.
Going into that last timeout, we've mentioned the foul called on Starzl, the offensive foul. He came limping over to the sidelines and right now is getting his left ankle taped up.
Inbound to Connor Kirker off the glass with the left hand on the left side, knocks it down. And Northwest up 69-51, 7:45 left. On the left side, a long three on the way. Misses too hard in the rebound, Schlake for the Cats. Gives it to Cooper and he'll go right to left across the timeline. Out front, Slake, left side for Wallace. Now between the circles, Kirker, right side, Cooper. Cooper lobs it cross court, Wallace. Now to Kirker in the left corner. It's a screen by Kozad, brings it out front. Now free throw line is Slake, right side for Cooper. Cats working some time off the clock now. And a long three out front is off the front of the rim. Rebound chased, and it's controlled by Northeastern State. Down the lane to the bucket and a bump and a foul as Cooper will get called for the foul. And some of the fans behind the bucket thought it might have been initiated the other way, but Deshaun will pick up the foul. That'll be his fourth. Williams and Schneider into the game. Cooper and Slate go to the sideline for Northwest. And this will get Northeastern State to the free throw line. And the first free throw is good. Could be Harmon at the line. Could be Gilliam.
Somebody for Northeastern State.
Let's go with Gilliam right now. It is Gilliam at the line. First one misses, or the second one misses after hitting the first. 69-52, Northwest in front of Northeastern State. Again, Riverhawks in all-black uniforms, and we mean all-black, including the numbers. Into the right corner, Snyder takes the three and knocks it down. Zach Snyder, another three. He's been red-hot from three-point range. He's 5 of 7 on threes tonight. 72-52, Northwest Missouri State in front of the Riverhawks. Balls off the right side, Gilliam. The shoulder shrug, spins into the lane, puts it back left side, Hobbs takes the jumper, a three, rims around and out, fight for the board, and the putback and a foul. Schneider will get called for the foul. They will count the bucket, and this will be a potential three-point trip down the floor for the Riverhawks.
Yeah, Schneider just got a little bit out of position there, tried to make up for that by reaching and got a hold of his arm.
So, chance at a three-point trip down the floor for Keon Littleton. He was fouled, and his free throw is good. And for Littleton, 8 points tonight, 72-55, Northwest Missouri State in front. Into the forecourt, Wallace dribbles left side to the top of the key to the free throw line. Finds left side for Kozak, cutting the bucket, shot blocked away by Evans, and it's picked up by Littleton on the fast break left side calls. Trying to drive on Williams, does to the baseline, runs into Schneider, misses the shot, rebound tipped, and it's controlled Northwest. Kozad tipped it, keeping the ball alive, and Schneider pulls down the rebound. 72-55 Northwest. 6 minutes left in the game. Kirker on the right side, Williams. Williams out front, Kozad looks left side for Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line. They give Northwest a lot of room out on the perimeter. Kirker will take the jumper and knock it down another three. And Northwest really making Northeastern State pay for sagging things inside. The perimeter's been open all night, and the Bearcats have knocked down 11 threes on the evening. Left side is Hobbs, up to the jumper off the glass. Too hard in the rebound, Northwest. Williams outlet goes to Wallace. Cats on the fast break. 3-on-2 break, and now pass knocked away. It kicked in or belonged to Northwest.
Now Hobbs having yet another conversation with an official, and just because you fell down doesn't mean you were fouled. Hopefully that's what the official's saying to him.
Harmon comes into the game for Northeastern State. Wallace inbound, baseline right. Cats up by 20. Inbound right side for Kirker. Takes it top the key, left side for Williams. Williams back out front for Wallace. To the free throw line, through the line, kicks it left side, Williams. Williams out front, looks left for Wallace. Wallace low left for Kozad. In lane, double team, hook shot, won't go, but a collision and a foul. This will send Kozad to the free throw line. And the foul will go on Littleton.
Now you see when fouls are called, Hobbs walks away, gets away from his teammates, and then kind of complains to them. He's not happy with the way they're playing, and things are just starting to snowball against him right now.
At the line, Kozad, free throw, up, takes a high, bounce off the rim, and rolls out. I think there's a lot to be said for a team play, and this Northwest Missouri State team playing well together as a unit. You look at Northeastern State, they've got some good athletes out on the floor, but tonight at least, not playing very cohesively.
Yeah, and you know, that's not a big surprise for Northwest anyway. That's something that they have been very good at through the years, and you've got to compliment the coaching staff for that, because sometimes it's tough for players to keep that mindset, but the coaches have been able to keep them in line.
Kozad misses both free throws, but Snyder with the rebound for Northwest, so the Cats with a chance to milk the clock a little bit more with just over 5 minutes left in the game and a 20-point lead. Kirker out front, dribbles left side, into the left corner for Wallace to the left baseline. Picks it into the right corner. Snyder open another three. Rims around out. Rebound Wallace. The put back off the glass. Misses too hard. Kozad with the board. A dribble underneath the bucket. Right side. Reverse layup won't go. Rebound Wallace. His shot blocked away and a foul. This foul will go on Hobbs. And that's number three on Hobbs. And stoppage of play here with 4:47. Left in the game, Northwest 75, Northeastern State 55. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
75-55, Northwest Missouri State in front of Northeastern State. Chris Larry Gibson over the Riverhawks, keeping his team in on the sidelines a little bit longer, now sending them out as Matt Wallace will be at the free throw line for Northwest. He'll be shooting a couple as he was fouled after a couple rebounds that last trip down. Ken Northwest just out-rebounding in Northeastern State, 37-17. At the line, Wallace, free throw, too hard. One more free throw coming to Wallace. A 75-55 Bearcat lead over Northeastern State. Second free throw rims around it out, and the rebound pulled down to Littleton for Northeastern State. Across the timeline, right side is Hobbs. He opts to the free throw line, back left side for Littleton. Right side on the wing, a three on the way. That was taken by Gilliam, and the rebound to Northwest. Cooper from our right to our left. 4.5 minutes left in the game. Northwest up 75-55. Their largest lead's been 22 tonight, 20 right now, as Cooper drives, goes to the right side for Cozad to the baseline, up with a shot. Good, as he uses the left hand to avoid contact and knocks it down.
Yeah, there were three hands that swung trying to block that shot from Northeastern State. Not any of the three were even close.
8 points for Cozad, 77-52. Northwest equaling their largest lead of the game off the left side, Hobbs. Hobbs took the pass, tipped away by Wells, picked up by Snyder for Northwest. And now to Wallace across the timeline. Now to Cooper out front as with 3:48 left in the game. Northwest trying to milk the clock a bit. Cooper, right side, free throw line, through the lane, stops. Fast pass into lane for Cozad, right-handed hook is good over Evans. And it's a 79-55 lead for Northwest over the Riverhawks. Hobbs across the timeline. Looks left side. Gilliam. Hands off to Littleton. Trying to drive on Snyder. Cross court right side. As they find on the right qualls. Now to Hobbs. Hobbs free throw line. Ball fake up with the jumper. Fade away. Rims out left. And the rebound. Williams as he comes down with a foul from behind. And they'll go to the other end to shoot free throws. And really beginning to see the Riverhawks come unglued here.
Yeah, absolutely.
That foul goes on Marcus Shepard. That's his fifth. He goes to the sideline. And Cass going to the other end as they'll be shooting free throws. You can just see a lot right now. This is a team that's had success this year. Northeastern State's only lost three times, coming off a loss to Missouri Southern Saturday afternoon. But it's a team right now that's bickering among themselves. And just not what we really thought we'd get out of Northeastern State coming in tonight. Cooper to the sideline as Lyle Harris enters the game for the Cats. 79-55, Northwest in front of Northeastern State. Cozad at the line, free throw is good.
Well, you think about it, you know, you look at their last couple of games going into the weekend, they had a prime opportunity. Couple of wins, they're alone in first place, undefeated in the MIAA, but now they're going to get their first two losses with back-to-back games, one of those being at home in their new gym.
And they got beat by Missouri Southern in that one, losing 80-65, and that wasn't a very close game either. 80-55 here, Northwest Missouri State in front. Out front left side. They go with a weave out front. Now Gilliam to the left wing. Scoops the pass to Littleton. Littleton to the free throw line. Back right side, Qualls takes the three and hits it. 80-58, Northwest Missouri State up with 2:45 left. Cats hold on. They'll be in first place in the MIAA by a half game over Missouri Southern. Now a timeout as Jordan Ashton to enter the ballgame for Northwest. As Coach McCullum getting some players into the game here. Hey, that's a wise move from several standpoints. You're up 80-58, 2:41 left in the ballgame. Should be able to pull out a victory. And with the way Northeastern State's playing right now, probably just as well get some guys out there to avoid some of your starters perhaps getting injured down the stretch. On the left side, Wallace, right side for Snyder, down the lane, drives, lays it up and in. 82-58 Northwest. Into the front court, off of the right side. Gilliam with the dribble for the Riverhawks, down the lane, left, stops, leans in, goes into the right corner. Harmon open, takes the jumper and hits it into the far right corner. A three for Northeastern State. And now for the Riverhawks, Larry Gibson bringing in some players off the bench, stopping the clock just to get some other guys in. I'd like to tell you who they are, but...
No idea.
Then the Riverhawks with black uniforms, with black numerals, and a very faint kind of green outline to those numerals, but you can't pick them up from our vantage point. Down the lane right, Wallace kicks it back right side. Driving is Ashton to Wallace, and toss it away. Stepping in front of the pass, Harmon for Northeastern State. 82-61, Northwest Missouri State in front. They go low with it. McDonald, guarded by Snyder. Snyder all over him right now. Kicks it back out front. And to the free throw line, backpedaling with the dribble, and then throws it away, trying to go toward McDonald, cutting to the bucket. McDonald wasn't there.
You know, it looked like he had double dribbled with it. I looked at one of the officials, and the official gave the sign like he had bobbled the ball. Well, yeah, that's a double dribble. But it turned out okay for the Cats.
82-61 Northwest, a minute 33 left out front. Wallace takes a jumper from 17, won't go. And the rebound to Northeastern State. Across the timeline. On the left side with the dribble. Quick pass, tipped away, picked up by Funk for Northwest. Alec goes to Harris, drives, lays it up on the left side, good, and a foul. This will get Lyle Harris to the free throw line with 1:14 left. Lyle coming off the bench late in this game. Went up with the left hand off the left side. Foul on at the Riverhawks. And to get called for the foul, Amir Gilliam. That'll be number three on Gilliam. Snyder goes to the bench, and Blake Riz into the game for Northwest. Riverhawks with another substitution as well. Harris at the line. And the free throw good. So it makes it a three-point trip down the floor for Northwest. 85-61, Northwest Missouri State in front. Minute 10 left in the game. Riverhawks with it. Littleton, pass right side, nearly stolen. Picked up by Harmon, and a foul as Harris on him. Foul will go on Lyle. That will be his first foul. Don't forget, Bearcat basketball Thursday night from Bolivar's. They face SBU, women at 5:30, the men at 7:30. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women, and the free throw is good. Matt, two nights off instead of just one for this one coming up. That's like a week for most teams.
Yeah, they'll be well rested, I think.
Second free throw, good. And one of the nice things about this game, Matt, some of the players getting a chance to rest toward the end of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we did see Dylan Starsels kind of tweak his ankle a little bit. They never had to bring him back in, which is a good thing, even though they did tape it up.
Wallace on the left side goes into a double team, pushed away. The ball picked up by Northeastern State on the fast break. Up with a shot on the right side, and it is good, making it an 85-65 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. 42 seconds left. And Harris across the timeline on the right side. Out to the top of the key. Looks like for Wallace. Now to Ashton. Ashton between the legs with the dribble. Out front. Back pedals with 28 seconds left. There's 19 on the shot clock. Now Harris just dribbling out front, sets up, takes to three, it's off the back of the rim, fight for the rebound, Funk clears it out, Northwest can run out the clock here. 18 seconds left in the game, now to Ashton, and they'll just dribble it away, and Northwest will be in first place in the MIAA, half game in front of Missouri Southern as this game will come to a conclusion, and Northwest Missouri State leading most of the way tonight. Well, hold on for an 85-65 win over Northeastern State. Need to take a break before we go to our post-game activities. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanberry.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with an 85-65 win over Northeastern State. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, Northwest leading really for most of this ballgame. They were trailed just once. I think it was the largest lead for Northeastern State was 4 points. That was with 6:10 left in the first half, but from that point on, It was all Northwest the rest of the way.
Yeah, there wasn't a point in the second half where you even thought this might be in doubt. I mean, it was all Northwest in the second half. And I think part of that is, you know, Northeastern State coming off of that 15-point loss on Saturday, third game in 5 days, on the road a long ways away from home, and all of that just kind of built up to where they just didn't have enough steam to make a comeback in a game like this tonight.
And Northwest coming off a come-from-behind win Saturday night against Washburn, road win in overtime last Thursday against Nebraska Kearney, using some of the momentum from those two games tonight and playing with a lot of confidence tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think they're back. You know, we talked about the return from the break wasn't as stellar as you'd hope for Northwest, but now we're seeing them play the basketball that they were playing before the break.
Let's pause 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest with the win as they defeat Northeastern State 85-65. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, a good crowd on hand for this matchup. The first at home for the students since the Christmas break. And the Bearcats with a doubleheader sweep as they defeat Northeastern State in both games. The women in overtime and the men in regulation with an 85-65 win. And Matt, students back make a lot of difference in the atmosphere here.
Yeah, it really does. And not only are they back, but they showed out in full force tonight, you know, and great showing by the community. I mean, this was awesome. And this is what happens when you've got a good basketball team that, you know, has a chance of winning some games. They're in first place alone in the MIAA for right now. And I think the fans will be here to cheer them on the rest of the way.
Yeah, Northwest with the win in this men's game, 85-65 earlier tonight in overtime. The Northwest women winning at 57-51. We'll come back and have the extra effort of this men's game. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about how the university saves energy.
We all know that budgets are tight everywhere in households, and certainly in radio stations and across the university. And so anything we can do to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money, we will. But also from a pure savings perspective, you know, we are trying to conserve energy, et cetera, and we've been a long-time leader in that for, you know, multiple decades and so many people involved with that. But as we think back to the summer of 2012, only a year ago or so, we have realized a financial savings of about $600,000 thanks to the efforts of our facility services team. And it really comes down to operating our campus more efficiently and reducing energy costs across buildings, across a variety of uses, and as you mentioned, a lighting upgrade. And we really started that lighting upgrade last summer, and we've installed more energy-efficient lighting and control systems in our academic buildings, in our residence halls. And for listeners that know the campus, a couple of examples. One is the Student Rec Center. You know, that thing is used, as you well know, John. But we've put in 30% more light in there, so, you know, easier to see if you're making a basket or not. But also, we're using 25% less power. So very, very significant upgrade. And in the end, we're saving about $3,000 per year in energy savings in the rec center alone. But that it doesn't just stop at the rec center. It goes across all of our high-rise residential halls, the Lampkin Activity Center we've done, the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building, and the some other buildings across campus.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Owners.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State 85, Northeastern State 65. Time now for Extra Effort Award. And Matt, looking for at a guy who came off the bench tonight and was red hot from the field, Zach Snyder.
Yeah, I tell you what, 18 minutes tonight, but he made good use of that. 19 points. Had a steal, couple of rebounds. He's 7 of 10 shooting, but 5 of 8 from three-point range. And just did a – boy, he's got such a nice, smooth shot that's fun to watch. And he definitely took advantage of his minutes tonight.
Zach Snyder, Extra Effort Award winner. The Bearcats with the win over Northeastern State, 85-65. When we come back, we'll talk with the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena at Northwest Missouri State with an 85-65 win over Northeastern State. Joined now by the head coach of the men's basketball program, Ben McCollum. And Ben, a good win for your team tonight. They had a nice lead at halftime and never let up in the second half tonight.
Yeah, you know, I thought our kids really came out ready defensively. We were really locked in defensively and you know, just geared into defending what they do. And you know, it showed early. We just fought and fought and fought and tried to make it a fist fight. And, We seem to excel in those types of situations.
One of the things I thought was a key to the game, Brighton Hobbs, who ends up in double figures of 16, but he really had to work for it, even just work to get the ball tonight. And as he talked about in the pregame, he gets a lot of his shots at the free throw line. He only got there six times tonight. You guys just did a great job defending him this evening.
Yeah, Tyler Funk, Matt Wallace, and then, you know, Bryson was on him a little bit, and then obviously our team defense, but those two were excellent, excellent on him. I mean, he goes to the line, 12, 14 times a game, and that was kind of our objective, to make sure he didn't get there, take away his easy stuff. And 5 for 13, 16 points really isn't that good a stat line, because he didn't get to the free throw line, and he had to take a lot of shots to get the points that he got. So I thought we did an unbelievable job on him.
And offensively, you had some looks on the perimeter. They were giving you some looks outside, and you took them and made them pay for this.
Yeah, and we missed a lot early. I mean, we were missing layups and kick-out threes, things that we don't usually miss. Then we finally got a few to go down, and then we got rolling because I felt like we were getting good shots early. I thought especially early and even throughout the whole game, I thought Deshaun really controlled the game. I mean, he just controlled it. He had complete command of everything that was going on. He had command of who was with him on the floor. He had command of making sure that they got the ball. He was as good as, it doesn't seem like it, 12 and 7 statistically, but as far as just straight basketball goes, he had as good a game as any of our kids did.
And Zach Snyder coming off the bench, one of your freshmen, was red hot from the field tonight.
Yeah, and again, that's a lot to Sean, too, hitting that pick and pop, and then Matt obviously hit him on a couple shots as well. So, Zach's, he just kind of comes in and just, he's a sniper, they call him. So he just comes in and shoots shots, and he does a good job of that.
I thought another area that shows how hard your team is working out there tonight and aggressive was just on the boards. You out-rebound Northeastern State by 20, 40-20 on the boards, and just really appeared that you're just working harder, going after the loose ball, going after the rebounds out there tonight.
Yeah, I thought we did. I thought the second half of Washburn we started doing that a little bit more, and that needs to be our MO. I mean, we've got size. We need to make sure that we're going after him. I think we've allowed ourselves to get boxed out so often, where we just kind of stop. And it's like, no, you got to continue to go. Just because somebody hits you, you got to make sure that you continue to go and go after that offensive rebound or defensive rebound. And, tonight we were able to do that and did a good job of that.
And you also took care of the basketball, only 7 turnovers.
Yeah, again, that goes back to Deshaun controlling the game. I mean, he just controlled it. I mean, he was excellent. He was excellent. I can't say enough about how good he was tonight.
You look at the schedule, when you have so many games within a short period of time, again, a 30 game here within 5 days. You've got 2 days off now before preparing for Southwest Baptist on Thursday. But you're taking care of business right now. 3 wins in a row here, 2 of those on the road. So you have to feel good about the way things are looking right now for you.
Yeah, in Southwest Baptist, they're one of the more difficult places to play. I've won there one time in 9 years. So regardless of what kind of team and what kind of record they have, they're going to be tough. And we've got to make sure that we put all of our focus on it just like we did for Northeastern and just do that the rest of the season.
Right now, again, a long way to go on the season, but half game in front of the MIAA standings.
Yeah, so far so good. I mean, we're competing, and that's the most important part, is that we played well. That's what I'm excited about, is just playing good. I didn't think we played well at Washburn. I didn't think we played well at Kearney. But we played hard, but now we played hard and we played good.
One final question for you. What the heck was up with the Northeastern State uniforms tonight, that all-black one with the black numerals?
Jeez, I couldn't see them at all. I think they did that. A lot of the Division I teams did that in the NCAA tournament last year. And so, it's pretty common, more common than you think. Some of the NBA teams did it, but, boy, it's hard to see the numbers. It actually probably helped us because we just flew around and didn't care who we were guarding. So it probably ended up helping us.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCullough, Northwest with the win tonight, 85-65. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at AnheuserBusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Owners.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with a doubleheader sweep over Northeastern State tonight. And the men's game, 85-65. Earlier tonight, it was a 57-51 overtime win for the Bearcat women's. And a good night all the way around here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and doubleheader sweeps are always fun, but... You know, for the Northwest women getting a much-needed win and the Bearcat men getting a huge win, just blowing them out, it really makes it that much more fun.
And now a couple of days off before the next matchup on Thursday night in Bolivar with SBU, and it seems like that's almost like a whole week for this team. After you play one, you take a day off, play another, and day off.
Yeah, you know, and then scheduling, last year or the last few years, you know, it's Wednesday, Saturday. It's a good, nice little rhythm. It's kind of hard to have. Rhythm like that, but you know, from here on out, of course, with the way they're breaking things up with the divisions, basically, not technically, but basically, you know, you can look at maybe a little bit more of a schedule. You don't have to worry about the long distance and the travels, but it definitely does make a difference when you got to throw in some Monday, Thursdays, and mix those into the Saturday schedule.
And what's really made this tough, and Northwest has really handled it well, I think, is that three of these four games have been on the road.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. But the good thing is like for the men especially, getting wins, those road wins now, you're going to benefit later on in the season because of that. It's tough now, but if you get through it, you can look back and say, oh, it wasn't that tough. But, you know, if there were losses in there, boy, you look at that and you think, that's just not fair, you know. Why do we have – but – they're winning ball games, so that's the important thing. They're getting the road wins out of the way. You get the even number of home games as you do road games, so you're getting those road wins. The home games will come.
All right, we'll be back with you on Thursday night.
Absolutely.
So, again, Northwest Missouri State in overtime in the women's game defeats Northeastern State 57-51. Again, the men leading throughout most of this ball game come up with an 85-65 win over Northeastern State. The two teams coming into tonight tied for first in the MIAA with Missouri Southern. Bearcats with the win now in front in the conference by a half game going into this weekend's action. Northwest with an 11-5 overall record, 6-1 in the MIAA. The Northeastern men fall to 10-4. They've lost two in a row now. They fall to 5-2 in conference play. Well, both games from Bolivar on Thursday. The women's game will tip off at 5:30 and the men at 7:30. Both can be heard along the Bearcat Radio Network beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. Thanks to studio engineer Brandon Travis and Matt Goiter, I'm John Coffey. So long from Bearcat Arena.